good to see each and every one of you, and we appreciate every one of you. But I do want to say from the bottom of my heart, I love you. I like this crowd. We're going to be together for a long time, but it's good to get together for a small time right here. Appreciate the Lord's abundant blessings. He's been merciful. He's been good. And I thank Him. We're going to go to God in prayer and ask Him to bless us. He's got something fresh every day. And I thank Him for that. And that's David Younger, pastor of Allendale Baptist Church. I forget where that's at, but High Point. Appreciate this man. He's my friend, just like you're my friend. If you know the Lord, appreciate you. Brother, you lead us in prayer.
Father in heaven, we do thank you today for the privilege of prayer. We thank you for this place and time you've given us set aside, just special for us today. And Lord, we thank you for coming to Taylorsville. We thank you for all that's done here, Lord, every effort that's put forth. Just thank you for the blessing, the oasis that you've made this place. And Lord, we thank you for what you do for us here. And Lord, we just couldn't pay you. There's no way we could thank you enough, Lord, for what's done here. And we just ask you that you just do it again, Lord. I pray the fresh bread from heaven you prepared for us today. Lord, I pray that you anoint your men, Lord, to just deliver that which you'd have us to have today. Feed us, Lord. We need you. Lord, there's nothing we can do in ourselves. God, I pray that you bless this service, crown it with victory, make yourself real. I pray that your spirit will move in every heart, Lord, that you'd accomplish that which would be your will this morning in this service. Bless and have your way. Bless the moderators and all that goes to make up of what goes on here, God. I pray that you just direct their hearts and their minds to do that which you'd be pleased with, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
You can be seated this morning. Appreciate the Lord's goodness. Miss Penny, if you would be coming around, she's going to sing for us this morning and has blessed our hearts each morning this week. We appreciate the fact that some people have come in and driven safely. The Lord has looked after them, and I thank the Lord for that. And it's just good to have you on these grounds. And I pray that as you gather around here, that you'll sense the Lord's presence. For I'm here to tell you that's the only thing that'll make any difference in anybody's life. We need to get around to where He's at and listen to His voice. Brother Jason preached last night on getting a glimpse of the Lord of hosts. And Isaiah got his eyes full, let me tell you that. And it brought about the right kind of reaction. He's up there, you and I are down here. If we ever learn to stay low, we'll be able to go high. But if our aspiration is to go high, you're going to end up low. Amen. Let me tell you this right quick. You know what? Elijah went by and laid his mantle on Elisha there at Abel Meholah, and for about 8 or 9 years Elisha was a servant to Elijah. The Bible doesn't say that Elisha ever preached a message during that time. Doesn't ever say that he had a venue from which he stood and declared God's word. All it tells us is that he washed the hands of God's man. And I wonder how many of us would serve in that lowly place for 8 years, being a preacher and not having a place to preach. Think about it. A young preacher announces call. He thinks he ought to be preaching the next Sunday. What if the Lord wouldn't let you preach anywhere for 8 years? Just serve your pastor. Wash his hands. Got to learn to serve before He's going to take us high. Miss Penny, you sing.